from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Yeah, if you missed any of the first hour with David Marcus and Dr. Gina and John Solomon, go back and get the podcast. Welcome to hour number two. KMC in the house, sporting the old yoga gear. The only reason I mention that tonight, because we'll get the live shot on me here in the studio in a second. If you're watching on Biz TV or you're watching on the stream, the only reason that I mentioned my yoga gear is because evidently your sportswear is now going to be hard news. Tomorrow on CBS News, Jane Pauley, you know, really hitting the hard news hard, going for it, wants to dig to get the real story behind the scenes of Kamala Harris's Converse sneakers. She's wearing original Jim Taylor or John Taylor or Jack Taylor or whatever the Taylor model was. But, you know, the hard news. Going for the tough story. Kamala Harris behind the scenes of the Converse sneakers. CBS Sunday Morning next. All right. yeah. Friends, if you think that's bad, just wait. We're going to get 4 years of this. It's going to be some of the most mind-numbing, stupid things butted right up against, flat-out, straight-out, progressive communist agenda. And people like me are just going to disappear in the middle of the night. One night, Kev's going to be there, and then the next night, they're just not going to know what happened to me. That's the way it's all going to go. Welcome to Pravda, people. Okay, we've got a lot to get to. Coming up this hour, we'll go back to the big board. Layla Micklewaite, who is the picture that you will, the really attractive young woman there in the middle of the frame. She is the head of traffickinghub.com. And this was Human Traffic Awareness Month. And I'm really pleased to be able to have this conversation because unlike a lot of people in talk radio, I'm able to brag on you all the time. I'm able to tell them off the air before I talk to them, hey, did you know that my audience, over the last 4 years, we've liberated 800 trafficked human beings? Like, this is what you and I do year in and year out. We're all about this. We are jiving on this. But there's a lot of people that still don't know how bad it is in the U.S., and that's her focus. And there is a website that has a membership / social media component to it called Pornhub. That is probably the biggest purveyor of underage victimhood of sex trafficking on planet Earth. And traffickinghub.com is doing everything they can to end that practice with Pornhub, trying to get Pornhub held accountable for their wrongdoing and all of that. So we're going to have a very good conversation with her, I anticipate. Tonight. And then a little bit later, Kelsey Bowler is going to stop in more on the oppression of social media, of silencing people it disagrees with, and why that matters, all coming up with the Independent Women's Forum senior strategist, Kelsey Bowler. She joins us a little bit later on. But before I get to that, I promised on Periscope today, I did a little Periscope video. And people were wanting to know my opinion, especially since my Twitter got shut down. What do I think about the different options are? Because there's a lot of people that have a lot of followers that have been dumped off Twitter that are not happy about it. I'm not the only one. You've got millennials like CJ Pearson. You've got public policy group heads like Tom Fitton, who does Judicial Watch. You've got all kinds of people that are just supporters of the president, thought he did a good job, didn't agree with, any of the activities that were part of the violence in Washington last week. And yet, you know, that doesn't stop Don Lemon from labeling everyone who even thought a nice thought about Trump as a Nazi or as a KKK member, etc. I mean, the vitriol is really out in full force. But here's the thing. There is a growing consensus that a massive lawsuit needs to be brought against Twitter. I was speaking with former Governor Mike Huckabee off the air this week, and I said, Governor, I think there's three different lawsuits that are waiting to be filed. One is the whole Rule 230 thing. Twitter wants the protections of being considered a platform that is editorially neutral in terms of political speech. They actually have those protections. They get to operate in a way where they don't have to answer for their editorial decisions because they say they are just a platform and they don't take editorial sides. But everybody knows that they did. They censored the president big time throughout the election. They've censored most conservatives that are on their platform throughout the last end of 2020. There's no doubt that they have been acting like a publisher, which is actually legally responsible for their editorial choices. So I think lawsuit number one, get that removed from them so that they don't continue to act this way. And everybody knows when you sign up, you're signing up for an agenda. It's the agenda of the left. It's the agenda of the hard left. That's what Twitter stands for. But then there's a second lawsuit that Twitter needs to pay for, and that is the inconsistency of how it executes even its own rules as being a publisher or a platform. So it says, we will censor everything that we believe could incite violence. Okay, and they bounce me off because when they got rid of President Trump, I said, "Hey, Twitter, we're all waiting for you to impale yourself," meaning your business. You're shooting your business in the foot. It literally was what I was saying. You're killing your own business here. They consider that an incitement of violence, and so they bounced me. They are not answering our appeals. We've submitted appeals frequently in the last 2 weeks. No word back from them as to the status of that. We are engaging attorneys as we speak to look at this and to look very carefully at it. So so they say, well, Kev, well, you know, maybe they do that for everyone. No. If you go on Twitter tonight, you can hashtag something, assassinate Trump. And there are people with that hashtag all over Twitter. There are people that have hashtagged things like, kill Trump. The Ayatollah Khomeini from Iran has a whole section of his Twitter page that is wholly dedicated to wiping Israel off the map. So evidently it's okay for some people to say they want to kill their enemies and use actual violent language like assassination and killing and wiping people off the map as part of their language. But Kevin makes an assumption about their economic well-being, and I call it impaling yourself, because that's what you do when you self-inflicted wound, basically, you know, hoisting yourself on your own petard. So it's many, many years that this imagery has been used to ruin your own life. So, but that's inciting violence, even though everybody that knows me on planet Earth knows that I'm not a violent person. In fact, every person I told that my Twitter account got suspended, they're like, what? I think that's a second line. Your 230 conflict, then you've got your inconsistency. You're treating some people with kid gloves, and you're letting them print whatever they want to, and then others you're like sheriffing every nose hair that comes out of their, you know, their breath. And then I think there's a third one that nobody has explored, and I think this is a really good lawsuit for Twitter to have to answer for. When you are a broadcasting or a media entity, you have one job. Your job as a media entity is to grow an audience that can respond to either your donor development, if you're a nonprofit, or your advertisers, if you're a for-profit entity. And if you are a for-profit entity and you are supposed to be growing an audience so that you can sell ad time and make more money off those ads because more people have seen those ads or heard those ads or act on those ads, then you've got an amazing responsibility fiduciarily toward your shareholders as a media company. You should always be growing your audience. Jack and Twitter are a publicly traded company. Your 401k probably has Twitter stock in it. And I think the queen mother load of all class action lawsuits is waiting to be filed against Jack and Twitter. Because what they did last week is they purposefully diminished their audience by billions and billions of page views by getting not just rid of Trump, but 70,000 other accounts that supported him in some way that they just disagreed with. They purposefully shorted their capability of being profitable. They lost $5 billion in market value. That's about 12% of their total net worth. And they lost billions of market share of actual audience. Somebody needs to sue Twitter over that. It's a winning lawsuit, I will guarantee you. Kevin McCullough, coming right back with the Ladies Lounge. Don't go away.
I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow. It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to. And it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape. And come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warrantied for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did. And I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to. And it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape. And come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warrantied for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
Of all the boys, 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 And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough. Of all the boys
I've known and I've known. All right, welcome back, Radio Night Live, where we really do try to shine a spotlight on this broadcast on people that are doing good for the world around us. And I've been so inspired in just the first week and a half that we've been on the air, because we've had such great conversations with people across so many different industries and kind of storefronts, if you will. We've had Republican and Democratic former governors of New York State, and we've had big names from Fox News and CEOs and entrepreneurs and so forth. Tonight we have someone who has really made a cause her life. In fact, she made it her mission. Talk about an almost impossibility to bring down a website that gets about 42 billion views every year. About 42 billion. I can't even count to 1 billion, much less imagine what 42 billion views looks like. And the reason that she states that she's doing this is because that particular website is actually complicit in hundreds of cases, maybe thousands, of sex trafficking and even child rape. I admit that the conversation we're about to have may be uncomfortable for some, but I don't want you to turn away from it because I want you to hear how important it is that the work that she's doing esteems women, builds them up, and helps make a difference. Her name is Layla Micklewaite, and it's her pursuit to uphold the value of women, which, you know, we're often told this is a big virtue and value that our society holds. Layla, welcome to Radio Night Live, and Kevin McCullough, good to have you here. We've spoken on other platforms, but I'm excited to have you tonight. Have you ever wrestled with the idea that we're supposed to be such this pro-feminist world, and yet this area that you're working on is one of the most overlooked, underrepresented, almost ignored by even the primary feminist movements of our time in such a way that it's actually injuring women in the process? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I don't believe it's intentional. I believe it's a matter of a lack of awareness and lack of understanding, and that when people realize the truth, when they realize what's actually going on, for example, on Pornhub, the world's largest porn site, where the site is infested with videos of real rape and trafficking, most people don't know that because the company was very good at hiding itself, at deceiving the public to think it's a site that's featuring consenting adults. So, I think it's more of a matter of raising awareness, because these are issues that any feeling human will care about. Every human, regardless of your political leanings or your religion or any of that, agrees that, men, women, and children should not be raped and trafficked for profit on the world's largest and most popular porn site.
Well, and that porn site, Pornhub, that you were just mentioning, Layla, is in fact the 42 billion annual visit website that we were talking about in the open. And you're the head of a work called TraffickingHub.com, and the goal of this is to actually undo the damage that Pornhub is doing. But talk to me a little bit about your own reason for being so passionate about this work. What brought you to this? I mean, a lot of people that end up in this work sometimes come out of very tragic circumstances. You have a bit of a different path, and you just wanted to see the world be made a better place.
Yeah, I grew up in a family where my father was very aware of injustice. He was, always, even growing up, we would watch the news and History Channel versus, entertainment and those kinds of things. So it just brought an awareness to me about the fact that there are people around the world right now that are suffering, and that it's our job to be able to help them and to lift them up and to, contribute to the world in a way that when we die, we say that we did something meaningful. And so that was an inspiration for me to explore the realm of human rights work. And I looked at a lot of different issues, from poverty to war crimes to all kinds of things. And it was a time, it was, over a decade ago, and human trafficking wasn't something that most people were aware of at the time. But I remember, watching a documentary and reading a book, and it was the first time I had heard about sex trafficking and sexual slavery. And it really gripped me, and I really just made a commitment at that time that I wanted to dedicate my life to that work. And so that's kind of the path that led me to what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. And before you started Trafficking Hub, you had been part of a group called Exodus Cry, which actually has the kind of same emphasis. They want to see this stopped. Where has this work taken you? And what is the condition of this work around the world? How bad is the trafficking problem on the globe today?
Well, you know, I would just like to emphasize that, I mean, this is a massive issue. And the fact that our most mainstream porn companies are enabling and profiting from mass sex trafficking, rape, abuse, assault, and other forms of non-consensual sexual exploitation videos such as spy cams and drugged rape and those kinds of things. I mean, this is not on the dark web. This is two clicks away from every single person who's listening to this broadcast on the world's most popular websites for pornography. And I've been studying this issue, you know, for specifically the intersection between pornography and sex trafficking and exploitation for the last 8 years. And, you know, that took me to Pornhub, and I discovered on Pornhub that all it takes, and all it took actually until December, was an email address to upload hardcore sex acts to the site. They were not verifying the age or the consent of those in the millions of videos on these sites. And that's how the site became infested with this illegal, illegal sex crimes. I often say Pornhub is not a porn site. It's a crime scene. And so my mission at this time is to shut the site down, to hold its executives accountable, and implement preventative legislation so this never happens again.
So, and you've had some success on that front. What have you been able to generate so far?
Yeah, well, I definitely credit it not only to myself, but to a movement. You know, the Trafficking Hub campaign has really turned into a global movement. We've had 2 million people from 192 countries sign the petition to shut down Pornhub and hold its executives accountable. We've had 300 organizations that have endorsed and supported the campaign that are child protection and anti-trafficking organizations. We've had politicians in multiple countries writing letters to, for example, the Prime Minister in Canada, calling for investigations.
Hold that thought, because when we come back, I want to continue to help people understand, but I also want to cast a vision for how they can maybe get involved, because at this broadcast at Radio Night Live, we like to highlight the good that people are doing, and there is a world of good that we can do, friend. If you're moved by what Layla's saying, we can get involved and actually make a difference. Coming right back with Layla Micklewaite. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live. Sean. All right, Kevin McCullough, and just before we come back, I want to make sure that you know that tonight's Ladies Lounge is brought to you in part by the Byrna HD. Byrna HD is a non-lethal launcher option for your personal protection that never requires permits, background checks, or waiting periods. And in the process of using it, you have up to 60 feet of pinpoint accuracy to get yourself out of harm's way. And tonight when you call or when you go online, myburna.com / KMC, burna.com/KMC, you're going to get the best price possible, and you're going to get the full kit for your protection. So check it out, burna.com/KMC. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyBurna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyBurna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave it instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I ended up getting a cold after Thanksgiving, and usually it always goes to my chest. Not even a usually, it just always goes to my chest, and I end up having to go to the doctor. This time I took 9 of the balance of nature for 2 days, and it totally cleared up. I was very impressed, because every time I've gotten a cold for the past 5 years, it goes into my chest. And it didn't. It cleared up right away.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
Why don't we get away?
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. The consequences that any child who has been trafficked on the internet faces are both severe and long-lasting. For too long, Pornhub has promoted and profited off of the exploitation of our children with little regard to the damaging consequences. That is Lori Cohen, who is the executive director of ECPAT USA. Out of Brooklyn, but it's just one of the observations that if you go to traffickinghub.com, you will find a number of people that have weighed in on this. Gloria Steinem, someone that, you know, I know a lot of conservatives would probably say, well, why are you quoting her? But listen, she said Pornhub is a hub of violence and it's a danger to women. This is not a partisan issue, and it never should be. This is an issue of protecting women and children, specifically from predators and predatory behavior that is harmful and wrecks them for a very long time. Layla Micklewaite is with us, and she is the director of TraffickingHub.com. And her goal is very simple: shut down Pornhub. And you can actually go sign the petition at TraffickingHub.com if you go right now. But Layla, I want to give people solutions because to understand the kind of the immensity of the problem, and I think anybody that has a daughter that's listening right now and understands the dangers of trafficking and child abduction and some of the things that we deal with here in the States, this should be tremendously concerning to everyone. So how can we roll up our sleeves and make an actual difference in getting Pornhub shut down and helping at least curb the incentive for that trafficking to take place?
Yeah, there's multiple things that can happen, and I just want you to know that, you know, at the end of this last year, there was some major breakthrough that happened. You know, the New York Times did an investigation. It caused global shockwaves. Visa and MasterCard pulled their processing services from the site and Discover as well, and they actually ended up deleting 80% of the content on their site in December. These are major victories, but there's more work to do, so... There is important preventative bills that were introduced at the end of December by a bipartisan bill by you know, Senator Merkley, Senator Sass, Senator Hawley, and Hassan, and these bills will actually prevent this from happening in the future. In one instance, because they will require these sites to verify the age of those who are in the videos. That's common sense. So you can actually call your representatives and tell them to support these important bills. And then get educated, sign the petition, share it, and join the movement.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I'm thinking of, with so much, you know, activity around this last election, I saw groups of people that were wanting to get together and be more active on fighting issues in our culture that they feel strongly about. And this would be one of the perfect ways that even if you feel very frustrated by the electoral process of this last year, that you can roll up your sleeves and make an actual difference right now by letting your friends know, by downloading this podcast, by letting other people hear what Layla has to say and the work that's going on by going to traffickinghub.com and signing the petition and then getting updates. You can even make a donation to her organization. Layla, aside from shutting down Pornhub, and I know that you worked with Exodus Cry and they approached the trafficking issue from kind of a more holistic perspective than your work at Trafficking Hub is really focused on Pornhub. What are some of the other things that we don't know about trafficking that are happening in the world today?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what a lot of people don't realize is they imagine that trafficking is something that happens, like you see in the movies, where it's a girl who's kidnapped and taken across the border and forced into, you know, prostitution in the streets and brothels. And what a lot of people don't realize is that most trafficking is not like that. Most of it, you know, victims don't move from A to B. A lot of it happens within the family where, you know, children are exploited and trafficked by their own family members, their own parents. You know, that the foster care system is a place where, you know, the trafficking is rampant. And really, I think the important thing for people to realize is that trafficking flourishes where there's a vulnerability that's exploited. So whenever you have the vulnerability of poverty, when you have, you know, the vulnerability of homelessness or children that don't have parents,
right,
or don't have present parents and those kinds of things.
Unprotected, in essence, not having that that faithful home to be there as their safe harbor. Friends, I really want you to do this. I want you to get online and help Layla fight this. TraffickingHub.com. Just go sign the petition if you don't do anything else. Layla, thank you for all that you're doing for women and children. Thank you for coming on tonight. And please come back and see us again when you have updated news.
Great. Thanks.
All right. TraffickingHub.com. That's where you can go. Kevin McCullough coming right back. True. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to. And it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape. And come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warranted for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on a radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about it for the longest time. The market goes up, the market goes down, the economy kind of wiggles around. Yes, we're doing better. Yes, it's pretty good days that we're in. But did you know that if something took a turn for the worse, that right now it is legal in this country, right this very second, for the government to reach into your 401k, IRA, and bank accounts, saving accounts, checking accounts, etc., and take money out and leave instead an IOU? That's called the bail-in. Get the facts by reading about the coming bail-in when you call and get a free copy of the Landmark Capital's exclusive white paper on the coming bail-in. See how all this was set up to manage the out-of-control national debt? Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, they can't touch your precious metals, and you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today, 844-604-2575. That's 844-604. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired, muscles get sore, I'm achy. So I noticed just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
Back on Radio Night Live. So glad you're with us. Rounding out the ladies' lounge tonight is one Kelsey Bowler, who joins us on a regular basis here in the ladies' lounge. But she's got some thoughts on a range of issues tonight, and I wanted to ask her about the impeachment this week. Kelsey joining us in the ladies' lounge. Kelsey, of course, the president going out in kind of a blaze of glory, two impeachments, only guy in the history of the presidency to do that. It's almost like for Donald Trump, there couldn't have been any other way to go out of office on some level. Your thoughts as you watched it go down?
Well, certainly Congress will face an uphill battle in trying to, fully impeach the president, which, of course, would likely happen after President Trump is already out of office and we have a President Joe Biden. So what does impeachment even mean in that case? Well, ultimately what it would be doing is sending a strong rebuke to the president and preventing him from being able to ever seek elected office again. Of course, a lot of us are wondering whether or not President Trump would consider running again in 2024. This would make that not possible. What I think is most interesting about Democrats' choice to go down this rabbit hole is the fact that on the campaign trail, they made a lot of legislative promises to the American people. And what this impeachment trial will have the effect of doing is preventing them from moving forward that legislative agenda. An impeachment trial is serious business. We're
right.
talking about impeaching the duly elected president of the United States. It's very time consuming, and so it really will railroad their ability to actually deliver on their promises to the American people.
Well, and in a way, it is ultimately the slap to the face to the voters who, you know, they may or may not agree with at times. But certainly, as you're trying to get things off the ground in a new era, and I saw that Joe Biden basically kind of, you know, washed his hands of it and kind of was like, well, you know, I'll leave it to the Congress to decide. But if I'm him, and maybe this is just me versus Joe Biden, where he's at in life, but I would have an agenda. I would want to really get kicked off well. Everybody talks about the first 100 days all the time. Kelsey, if they really drag this in to a trial, that's going to be you're going to eat up the first 100 days just talking about this. And that's not going to be the way to get your new administration off the ground.
Exactly. Right now and in the coming next few weeks, we're going to find out whether or not President-elect Joe Biden has any backbone to stand up to the more radicals in his own party who care about focusing the attention on President Trump instead of looking forward and asking what's best for the American people. Of course, a lot of us had a lot of concerns about President Trump's rhetoric that many argue contributed to the Capitol tax. Impeachment is not the only way to send a strong message that is unacceptable. I think Representative Dan Crenshaw and some other members of Congress issued a very strong rebuke yesterday in a statement while also rejecting the path of impeachment. I think, look, right now the GOP is, you know, we're fractured because of a personality. What the left has to grapple with, which isn't getting any attention right now, is the fact that they are a very fractured party over policy. And so they're able to unite around their hatred for President Donald Trump, but they're not able to unite on a clear legislative agenda, because of course you have the AOCs who want to push these more radical Green New Deals, and then Joe Biden who claims he's going to be president for all Americans whether or not you voted for him.
Yeah.
You can't pass Green New Deal type of legislation while also representing all Americans at the same time. So what is Joe Biden going to do? Is he going to stand up to the more far left side of his party? Thus far, we have not seen him put his foot down. That's what I'll be watching for.
The cynical side of me, Kelsey, and you know me, I'm always optimistic, but the cynical side says that perhaps this is why he may not last the first full term. He may just say, you know, for my health reasons or reasons of whatever. And if Kamala Harris is waiting in the wings, you do have a driving force for that far left agenda that, by the way, I think is going to be influencing Joe as he comes into office. Like, I'm not under any delusion that guy that's taking the oath next Wednesday is the same guy that, you know, was just good old Joe from Delaware 47 years ago. I don't think he's the same person. I think that he's given a lot of leeway to the more radical elements within his party, and it's going to show up in policy. You're absolutely right. Where the policy goes is going to be what the decision making is going to indicate, and we're going to have to deal with that. Let me shift gears a little bit. The Great Purge continues. Parler is still down. Twitter has still not given me any response as to why they took my 150,000 followers away.
We are watching massive, Tom Fenton, many people related to the Trump administration getting their personal Twitter feeds just taken down. A lot of people that were doing forensic research on the election have had their accounts taken down. At the end of the day, these have to add up, Kelsey, to billions and billions and billions of impressions. Your thoughts on what we're learning, especially now that Jack seems to be admitting some culpability or some regret having gone down this path?
It's very frightening what's happening with the number of Americans that big tech is just canceling across the board, you being one of them. You know, it seems that Jack came to realize some of the implications of his decisions to remove the president of the United States and, hundreds of others from Twitter when Uganda decided to ban Twitter altogether leading up to their own election.
Right.
Only then did he realize the dangers of canceling people from the internet. So
well, to
I
be fair,
sort of wake up call, but I doubt
to be
it.
To be fair, that Ugandan election also coincided with a $5 billion loss on Monday, 12% of the company's net worth, and like I said, billions of eyeballs that are no longer reading the ads. I mean, if you're a shareholder in Twitter, and most 401k holders probably are on some level that they don't even realize. I just think they are poised for a massive, anti-fiduciary action against them because it seems like they acted on an agenda that fundamentally went against getting a profit for their shareholders.
All right. Having said that, Kelsey, thank you for being here. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, coming right back from New York.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have I told you what a great night's sleep you can get by sleeping on a MyPillow? It's really true. It's changed my life for a number of years now. And ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. I don't have to fold my pillows in half and stack them up on top of each other and do all kinds of weird stuff. Why? Because MyPillow will conform to the shape that I want it to. And it'll stay cool all night and keep that shape. And come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Is your pillow warrantied for 10 years? I didn't think so. Well, right now, if you call MyPillow and you use my promo code, you're going to get the best offer that's ever been granted on radio or television. $69.98, that's $34.99 per pillow. That's all it costs. $69.98, two premiums, $34.99 each. Never seen this offer before. He called the show just to tell us what it was. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Again, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, or online at MyPillow.com.
right, live from New York, final few minutes of tonight's Radio Night Live. And thank you to everyone who called, who was listening, and, of course, all of my special guests tonight. Layla Micklewaite capping off a Human Trafficking Awareness Week in a rather good way, reminding us tonight in the Ladies' Lounge how important that is and how important it is that we be consistent with what we with how we support and think about our use of media and so forth. But I also appreciate Kelsey Bowler and Dr. Gina and John Solomon and David Marcus, who all spent some time with us tonight as well. You've heard me wax on a lot about the problem with Twitter, and yeah, I'm a little bit bitter about it. I'm not gonna. It brought out the worst side of humanity, for sure. But I was reminded this week that I had real friends. Eric Metaxas, the talk show host, heard on some of these stations that I'm heard on. Sissy Graham Lynch, the daughter of Franklin Graham, both reached out to me, offering not only words of support, but encouraging their supporters to go to my social media platforms and find ways to follow me and to express that solidarity. And many of you did. The new media, the new Twitter handle is at Radio Night Live. And we've already got 350 people following us there. It's far cry from the 150,000 that we had, but I appreciate that. On Instagram, we've got about 6,900 people, I think, so far. Parler, if it ever gets back up, we're in the 20,000, somewhere around there. And we just got on Gab this week, and we're up to about 500 followers there. People are looking. People are trying to figure out how to get a hold of us. But if you're a person of prayer, pray for us. Pray that we breakthrough with Twitter and that there'd be some sort of relenting so that we can get back to getting the communication out that we feel obligated to, whether they feel obligated to or not, and that may have to be decided in a courtroom. But I would also ask you to pray for the founders of Parler and Gab, because big tech did try to use monopoly pressure to crush them this week, and now both founders of both of those companies have gone into hiding. Because they fear for their lives. They've had invasions of their personal security for them and their family. They both happen to be, I believe, men of God. And so they would, I'm sure, appreciate your prayers. But friends, we've got a real, genuine disagreement about what freedom looks like in this country. And if you are big enough that you can not only shut everyone down who's on your platform, but then you can prevent any other platforms from creating a competition for you in the process, you are a monopoly. If you're a platform that's taking editorial positions, you're a publisher. If you are someone who is telling your biggest audiences to leave and prevent them from getting on, you are a broadcaster who's in violation, you're a media company in violation of your own standards as a media outlet. And if you're a publicly traded company and you're doing that, you're in violation of your fiduciary responsibilities to your shareholders. Friends, Twitter's guilty of all of that. That's why I'm looking for a good attorney, a good set of attorneys, a good team of attorneys that will help us take this as far as is necessary to prove that we've got a problem here and to get some justice for not just me, but the other 70,000 accounts that got knocked for no reason. If you've got the name of someone, kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. Have a great week. We will see you next time for Radio Night Live.